Are you using the app today?
Hi, no, I haven't.
Can I get you?
Can I please have 2 Egg McMuffins?
Are these meals?
No, just Egg McMuffins, please.
Yeah.
And then can I have an Egg McMuffin meal with a latte, please?
Anything else?
That's it, thank you.
Drive around, please.
Thank you. You're going to have Mummy's hash brown out of my meal, Arthur. Yeah?
No.
No. You get Mummy's hash brown. I didn't need to order another one because I don't want one. It's into the rain on the car. Hello. Thank you. Cheers, thank you. Can I have a sweet and sour sauce, please?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Can I have sweet and sour sauce?
No, baby. It's got your allergies in it. Lovely. Thank you very much. See you later. I don't know. I thought that yesterday. Do you know what? The Egg McMuffins look really small now. It's like the muffin has shrunk.
Can I have my muffin?
It looks really small. Right, where's Ivy's muffin? Where? Oh, that's Ivy's one. Where's mine?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you was giving me that one as mine. That's all right. Don't worry. Right. Oh, we've got more hash browns than we should have. Bonus! Right, that's Arthur's hash brown. That's mine. I've got an Egg McMuffin. We didn't plan on having McDonald's this morning, but we have been up and out very, very early because Olivia had a hair appointment. Ivy and Arthur got their hair cut yesterday. We're just holiday prepping. And yeah, so I had to get up. I think, what time was your hair appointment? 9:30, wasn't it? So we didn't really get a chance to eat breakfast. The only one that has actually had breakfast is Mr. Arthur Chops. And then Ivy's had a little something as well. So that's why Arthur's, well, he's only got hash brown because of his allergies, but he has very much eaten. There's no way I could leave the house without that boy eating his food, eh? Yeah, and then next on the list is for me to go and get my nails done. So we're gonna go and do that straight after. You all right, Ivy? I'm gonna get my nails painted, my toes painted. The kids are coming along.
Mommy.
I love you too, my little boy. Every time I say the kids are coming to get my nails done with me, someone tends to comment to say that I'm a terrible person for taking my kids to the nail shop. But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a parent. I've had to do everything for them today and yesterday. They all got their haircuts. We all had to go together. Michael's at work. And what happens if you're a single mum and you don't have help? What are you supposed to do? So I don't understand why. I mean, it literally has been one comment and someone on Tattle that wrote that, but my children wasn't well behaved.
Mummy.
Yeah, baby. And they didn't enjoy coming. Then I wouldn't do it. But as you can see, my nails have not been done in a while. It actually got to the point where I left them so long, they just all broke off. So I never went back again. And I've only just started getting my nails done again the past 8-9 months. Because it was a long time that I just didn't have time as a mum of three with another baby, like when he was born and stuff, to go and get my nails done. So honestly, yeah, I can't believe people even make that judgment, but it is what it is. So I am going to get my nails done. The kids are going to be as good as gold. You actually don't mind coming nail shop, do you? Because they help me pick my nail colour and stuff, don't you? They all love the kids in there as well. So yeah, that's our plans for today. Holiday prepping. So yeah. Is that nice, kids?
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm gonna say bye, guys. Bye. See you soon.